just kidding, you fucking can. But he didn't respond.
He would never respond to you. Look how many millions of people are there.
Oh, there's not that many. We recording this shit.
Enough.
Close and personal.
Up close and personal.
With me, Paddy Bear, and Adam Button.
You said my name for me.
Oh, still up close.
Still up close and personal. But they exactly. Can't see that.
Is that going to be your name then, up close and personal?
It's an idea. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, we've got time. We can decide on that later.
Right, so yeah, as you can see, we're starting a podcast. Isn't that just nice? An individual of us. Talking with me is Paddy Baird, as you already know. Why are we doing this podcast, Paddy?
Give meaning to our lives, really, you know?
That's it, yeah. I mean, two guys in a room.
Just smashing it out.
Smashing it out.
Talking about the issues.
Talking about the issues that matter. We're bringing that to you.
At least three people.
At least three.
So this is for you three.
It's for you guys.
You know who you are.
We love you.
So, each week, Paddy and I will be bringing you latest updates in terms of news, giving you all the mad and bad things that are going on in the world. We're going to have a few guest spots, so listen out for any opportunities if you want to get involved in our little creative podcast. So, Paddy, what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to be talking about a guy called John Bobbitt who got his penis removed and then became a porn star.
Excellent stuff. We're also going to be doing book reviews. Actually, maybe not book reviews.
Thanks for that, Adam. We're going to be talking about Movember and how useful it is.
News just in.
So yeah, there's this guy called John Bobbitt, and he had his penis removed. That sounds like too nice and too pleasant, and as if he planned it. I mean,
yeah, it's brutal, that's what it is.
Yeah, his girlfriend removed his penis with a knife from the kitchen, starting at the base, as you do, and
start it.
and chucked out the window into the garden.
I thought it was into a field.
Maybe into a field, yeah. Into a field.
Bagged and iced.
Was she preparing, you know, that for so, you know, when he had to stitch it back on?
Maybe she was sort of thinking in advance. She wanted.
I want to cut his penis off, but I want to be able to put it back on.
That's the sickest part. She actually wanted to reattach it. It wasn't necessarily the castration or whatever you call it. It's the, you know, I want to put this fucker's penis back on him and do some really dirty shit.
Yeah, I mean that's like horrific as it is, but it was his career choices after that which made this somewhat interesting.
Tell us a bit more.
He basically tried to make money out of the fact that he was infamous and tried to start a band called Severed Parts.
The Severed Parts.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Which, no surprise, was unsuccessful and failed.
This was a money-making attempt, am I right?
Yep, trying to make money.
Right.
And then, you know, you go to the next best thing after that, don't you? Porn.
Porn, that's the obvious.
They don't really state in this article whether it's whether he actually had the penis reattached or whether he had.
Right, if you're going to go into porn and you've been castrated by your girlfriend, are you some sort of legend of porn? Do you go in without a penis pleasing women? Do you have to use your other body parts? Does he have a fake?
I'm surprised penis? You can what like a pump?
Maybe a pump, maybe a cheeky pump. Yeah,
the one pump.
Just one pump.
I'm surprised he could even get it up after having it. I mean, wouldn't the blood flow? What's going on there? No.
There's obvious problems here associated with science.
Mm. He only seemed to do organs. One film, though.
He only
had one film in him.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Mm.
One film, zero penises. The name of the film, if you want to check it out, is John Wayne Bobbitt Uncut.
Good film.
Or a pseudonym, John Wayne Bobbitt's Frankenpenis.
Mm. I've just realised the prefer. Uncut bit is...
Uncut is a...
That's a bit of an insult, isn't it?
Yeah. What were they trying to get at? Yeah. I wonder. So when did this happen?
In 1993.
So not really news.
Nope.
Ah.
It's a bit shit.
What else did he do?
I think he was in the WWE for a while.
WWE.
Apparently with another wrestler who also had his penis nearly chopped off.
Who's that?
Val Venus.
Val Venus.
Venus missing the penis.
You really are a funny guy.
Thanks, mate.
Any more on this story, or are we done?
I think we're done.
I think that was pretty special.
Yeah, uncut. Check it out.
What's next?
Movember.
Okay, so from what I can understand, if you're doing Movember, you're likely to be single because you're going to look pretty stupid.
Yeah, but it shows you care.
It shows you care, but I wish I could do it in another way, you know? My beard's quite important to me.
Beards over prostates.
Beards over prostates. I don't know, yeah. Maybe I should get with the program. God, they're so picky, aren't they? So it's testicular cancer, right?
Prostate.
Is it prostate? Is it
get your fingers at your bottom.
Oh. I've had a rectal examination once, actually. It was the most horrific thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
He's a very kind man, the doctor.
Was there eye contact when you were...
Not at all, actually.
He's not going to come from... He's not going to give you a reach around, is
he? No. I'd prefer no eye contact whatsoever, actually. But he's a nice guy. Yeah. But it's never going to be, you know... It's only so nice he could be when he's penetrating my ass. Let's go on the Movember website, what they've got to say about it. Men's health. It's testicular cancer as well.
Is it?
Prostate and
they're branching out.
Yeah. Slowly cover every male.
We're going to cover the butt of the penis.
Yeah.
The asshole.
We don't stop. Ever. Nice. So, how do you get involved? So, most sisters, the female, what do girls do?
Grow a tash as well.
Yeah, because all girls have moustaches as well, actually. That's true.
You don't want to fall into that trap of, you know, asking about whether they're joining the cause when that could just be their normal, you know, average day-to-day facial hair.
Mm-mm-mm. So it'd be a bit of a hairy situation.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. No more of those from me, I promise.
Presumably that's not actually women's involvement in Movember, though.
No, you can be a Mo sister, apparently is what they're called, which is just inspiring people to keep their hideous moustaches throughout this month. But I don't know, maybe that's stopping men. A lot of men don't want to do it because you look so hideous. You know, what if you meeting a girl or something and you've got some dirty tash on? You know, like, it's not going to go down too well, is it?
Maybe not.
But, you know, respect to the guys that do. I just don't have that kind of faith in my moustache. I prefer a beard.
There does seem to be a general stigma against moustaches.
Mm. Well, most people can't grow decent ones, though, can they? Mm. I want one of the twiddly ones. Yeah. I tried.
How long have you tried?
It was like a month. Ah! A month.
A month?
No, but I did, and someone, you know, I asked this guy, how did he get the curly bits on the end? He's like, you got to buy wax. You've got to pull, tug on your moustache.
Is this like moustache aficionado?
I don't talk to people on the internet, mate. I don't know about you. This is at a party, but he had a great moustache. He had one of those curly ones. I really want that.
Mm.
One day.
So he was just twiddling his moustache in front of you at a party?
And I approached him. yeah. I think the day that I can grow a curly moustache, I will take part in Movember. Until then, I'm sticking to my hairy fucking face.
Nice.
Okay, so thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back hopefully next week with another one. But hopefully one less packed with, I don't know, genitalia.
Yep, crude.
Crude, crude toilet humour.
Bad puns.
Well... good puns, but yes, so if you could, I don't know, give us a listen again, or maybe not, go
fuck yourself,
basically.